Exodus 35:31, filled with the Spirit. I want to talk with you about who the Holy Spirit is. In the book of Exodus chapter 35, verses 30 through 35, we see the artisans called by God. In verse 31, the Bible tells us that Bezalel, who was a man in Israel, had been filled with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit for a minute. Who is the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit is part of God, or is God. The Bible tells us that there is a Godhead. In other words, the Godhead is also known as the Trinity, the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that empowers the believer to do the impossible. I believe that it is absolutely crucial for the believer in Jesus Christ to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. In fact, John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, speaking of Jesus, said, "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." When we are baptized with the Holy Spirit and empowered by the Holy Spirit, we can begin to move in the supernatural. Jesus himself was baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you read on in Matthew chapter 3 and look at verse 16, the Bible says, "When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him." It was the Holy Spirit that empowered Jesus to do the miracles that he did. If you would like more information relating to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can check out the message I gave on Matthew chapter 3. What I'd like to do is open up the Bible with you and go through several scriptures that talk about the empowering of the Holy Spirit. We see this happen a number of times in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Here in Exodus chapter 35, we see Bezalel filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Bezalel and the others called into this specific ministry were empowered by the Spirit of God to perform incredible tasks. Let's look at some more examples. Turn to the book of Judges chapter 15, and let's look at verses 14 and 15. In Judges chapter 15, we see Samson, the Nazarite, defeating the Philistines. Verse 14 says, "When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became like flax that is burned with fire, and his bonds broke loose from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it." Again, we see the Spirit of the Lord coming mightily upon a person in order to empower them to do the impossible. Samson, under the power of the Holy Spirit, broke off the ropes that bound him, and then he killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. This is a feat of greatness that only God could empower someone to do. There are many more examples of the filling of the Holy Spirit throughout Scripture. Of course, we've already talked about Jesus, and we see his supernatural miracle ministry that he performed while he was here on earth, after he was empowered by the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible tells us that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Who's they? That's the early church. As you read through the book of Acts, after they were filled and empowered with the Holy Spirit, you see them performing many signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Lame people getting up and leaping about, dead people rising up, and of course, the ability to speak in tongues. I say all of that to say this. If you want to be used mightily and fully by the Lord, you need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. You need to be empowered by God in order to do His work. If you desire to be empowered by God and be used mightily by Him, then repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Please empower me with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that I may be used mightily for your glory. I want to walk in your anointing, Lord. May you be glorified through my life. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.